I'd like now to welcome to the program Kelly Hill. She is volunteer coordinator for Kitchen Angels. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk for a moment. There's a big event happening later this week with Kitchen Angels, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But Kitchen Angels is quite an extraordinary organization. What do you guys do?
Well, our mission statement is dedicated to providing free nutritious meals to our homebound neighbors living with chronic and terminal illness. So essentially, we have about 280 volunteers who prepare fresh food and deliver it to people who are in need. And that's about 129 clients a day.
And that's a lot of people. Do your volunteers go to a kitchen where you guys have a whole setup for how you prepare the food?
Yes, we have a commercial kitchen. It's on 1222 Siler Road, and we've got two shifts. So one shift is from 10 to 12, and the other shift is from 1 to 4, and those are the two kitchen shifts that we do. And so our meals are baked and cooked fresh every day from scratch.
Now, when you say nutritious meals, what do you mean?
I mean that we don't do processed foods. We get fresh produce from different farms all over, and we try to use organic when possible. So we really try to use fresh produce and local produce and no processed food.
So probably they eat healthier at home if they're sick than they do in the hospital.
Absolutely.
Just my guess.
Absolutely, yes. And part of our mission is to make sure that people can stay home. A statistic that we got recently was that an overnight stay at the hospital on average is about $1,900. To fix a fresh meal for one person over a year costs Kitchen Angel about $2,000.
Oh my goodness.
So to keep people at home and out of critical care, out of the hospital, to keep them in a place that they're familiar with their pets, with their surroundings, also helps for longevity. So, we're also hoping to impact how often people are going into the hospital.
Longevity, and above all, happiness and comfort.
Yes, yes.
So as volunteer coordinator, I mean, you've got a lot of volunteers.
Yes, about 280 volunteers and three different shifts who are all cooking, preparing meals, and then delivering them. So a lot of dedicated people. We have a few people who have been with Kitchen Angels for 18 years. So there are a lot of dedicated people that make Kitchen Angels work. There are only four full-time employees.
Amazing.
Yes.
Now, you've been there for less than a year. A lot of people have been there for a while. What are some interesting stories that you have witnessed in the time that you've been there?
Well, I think the dedication in general. Yesterday was one of those crazy, hectic days where our lovely kitchen manager, Teresa, wasn't feeling good and was homesick. And all of the kitchen people who were there have been there for a long time. Everybody just jumped in and knew what to do and made it all happen. And it was just spectacular to see everybody jumping in and making it work when we were all kind of, scrambling to make things happen. I've also just heard amazing stories about the friendships that have grown out of people delivering to folks over the years. They keep an eye on them. They're really our eyes and ears that let us know how clients are doing, if they need other things. We take dog and cat food to people on Tuesdays so that they can keep their pets close to them as well and make sure they're getting fed. So there's just a lot of tremendous. There was just a woman recently actually who passed away. She was 96. Her name was Ruth. And she was the original icon for I'm forgetting her name at the moment. She's the woman, the We Can Do It, out of the World War II. She did the she flew B-52 bombers, and she was just an amazing icon. And the one of the people that delivered to her on a regular basis basically was taking care of her in the last stages of her life and was doing pretty much everything for her. Her whole family knew who he was, and just some amazing friendships.
That's
Rosie
really?
The Riveter. That's who I was thinking.
She was the
yes.
model for Rosie the Riveter?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So there is an event coming up And that is, let's see, it's this coming Thursday. It's called Angels Night Out, Thursday, April 19th. It's a Kitchen Angels thing. And how does it work? Basically, if you eat in a restaurant, the participating restaurants will give money to Kitchen Angels?
Yes, we have a generous group of restaurants this year. There are 29 restaurants. You can find that list of restaurants at kitchenangels.org. And each of those restaurants will give 25% of their proceeds for that night to Kitchen Angels.
And I have to say that some of my very favorite restaurants of the city are there. Vinaigrette is on it. Jumbo Cafe is on that list. La Boca is on the list. Andiamo, El Maison. So basically, you can't go wrong.
No, and this year we actually have two places that are doing breakfast and lunch, which are Crumpackers Cafe and also Cafe Olay. So those two places will be doing breakfast and lunch for those people who it's easier for them to get out at those times.
And do you work with any of the restaurants in terms of food?
No, we have had a few restaurants that have done special events and have leftover large things that have not been touched, large dishes of lasagna or things like that, who have brought them to us. But mostly we make most of it ourselves and then get food from, like I said, the local farms and some other places.
Now, are you always looking for new volunteers?
We are always looking for new volunteers. We have two orientations a month. The next one is coming up on April 18th, which is a Wednesday from 3 to 4:30. Anyone who wants to participate in Kitchen Angels is welcome to call at any time. That number is 471-7780. And we love for people to come in and do an orientation and jump in the kitchen or help deliver.
And if you want to volunteer, do you have to know how to cook?
No, not at all. We go through a skills training as well during the orientation, basic cutting skills, go through the kitchen, show you everything. We're not going to throw you into something you're not comfortable with. And most people get rotated through a little bit of everything, cooking, prep work, just preparing packaging meals, doing the dishes. So there's all kinds of things to be done.
And then, of course, driving.
Yes, and delivery.
And so driving, if you're going to do delivery, you basically kind of have to be a people person in the sense that you've got to be ready to encounter people who are at all stages of health and illness and family situations.
Absolutely. And we don't expect, we're not there to provide care in any way, but there is always the clients who really enjoy having some time to talk. So that's really up to the driver, but a lot of good connections come out of that.
Kelly Hill is volunteer coordinator with Kitchen Angels, and once again, Angels Night Out is this coming Thursday, the 19th of April, and the list of restaurants can be found at kitchenangels.org. You go to calendar, and it'll say all the things that are going on there, including the names of all of these restaurants, Asian restaurant, Los Amigos, Mariscos, many, many more. So, Kelly, thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.